This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy today to participate in the G7 summit tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Kavatra said, India has been invited as an outreach country. This will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. He said the visit will also be an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South. BJP leader Pema Khandu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the Dorji Khandu Convention Centre in Itanagar at 11 a.m. Mr. Khandu met Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Raj Bhavan yesterday evening and staked the claim to form a new government. Subsequently, the Governor invited him to form the new government. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Khandu was unanimously elected leader of Arunachal Pradesh BJP Legislature Party in the presence of central observers Ravi Shankar Prasad and Tarun Chugh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait in which a number of Indian nationals died and many were injured at his residence in New Delhi today. Prime Minister expressed his sorrow at the incident and extended condolences to the families of the deceased. He wished speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister directed that all possible assistance should be extended. He directed Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, to immediately travel to Kuwait to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains. Prime Minister announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from Prime Minister Relief Fund. Earlier, the External Affairs Ministry had said that around 40 Indians are understood to have died and over 50 injured in the fire incident in a labour housing facility in Mangaf area of Kuwait. India's headline retail inflation eased to the lowest in a year at 4.75% in May 2024, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. In the previous month of April 2024, the Consumer Price Index, CPI inflation, was at 4.83%. The headline rate for last month is the lowest after May 2023 and has now been under the 5% mark for 3 consecutive months starting March 2024. The downward trajectory for the headline inflation rate is because of the major subgroups that either witnessed a softening or remained unchanged as compared to the previous month. India's Index of Industrial Production, IIP, recorded a growth of 5% for the month of April 2024 over the corresponding period of previous year. The IIP growth rate in April 2023 was 4.6%. According to the data released by Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, growth rates of mining sector for the month of April 2024 over April 2023 was 6.7%. The US Federal Reserve kept the interest rate unchanged but hinted that there could be one cut between now and the end of the year as they continue the fight against inflation. The Fed announcement came last night after a two-day meeting of its top officials. The benchmark interest rates remain unchanged between 5.25% and 5.5% for the seventh straight meeting. Israeli military has confirmed that it killed a senior Hezbollah commander in the southern Lebanon in an airstrike 2 days ago. In a statement, the military said that Sami Taleb Abdullah, the commander of the Nasr unit in Hezbollah, was eliminated as part of the strike. He was one of Hezbollah's most senior commanders in southern Lebanon. Lebanese local media confirmed the death of Abdullah, adding that 3 other people were killed and 10 others injured during the attack. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India defeated United States by 7 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. With this win, India secured the Super 8 qualification with a game in hand in Group A. And that is the end of this news bulletin.